And it's good to be here. It's good to be back at Calvary. And Calvary, I want to tell you that I love each and every one of you in here tonight. And I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for what you all done for me. It blessed my heart. But I want to thank you for still having a little bit of fire about you. Amen. Amen. I thank you. This is one of my favorite places to preach. Amen. Amen. If they ever get tired on me down at Maple Springs and want to ship me out, I'm coming here. Amen. So y'all just get ready. Amen. But it's good to be here in the house of the Lord tonight. They did the surgeries, went great on my eyes. I've got to wear reading glasses right now to see Scripture. But I can pretty much see everybody tonight. Amen. But you keep on praying, and I thank you for what you've done, and I thank you for your prayers. Me and Sister Wanda just about had church back there in the back a few minutes ago. I like people like that. Amen. Amen. You know who don't like people like that? A carnal Christian.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. Amen. How many brought the Word of God tonight? Just hold them up. Amen. It's good to see each and every one of you tonight. Good to be in the house of God. And you pray for me this evening. I need a touch from heaven tonight. I prayed today and tried to get something on paper. Tried to get an outline. But Brother Mark, I wasn't successful this evening. Amen. So I'd rather be in line than have an outline. Amen. Turn with me to the book of Jeremiah chapter number 29. Jeremiah chapter number 29. I'm going to read one verse, and that'll be verse number 11. When you find your place there, just stand with us and reverence the reading of God's Word. I appreciate Brother Houston and his girlfriend, Sister Brittany, bringing me over here tonight. And appreciate the good choir singing that we heard from the adult choir and the youth choir. Amen. Choir, don't change. Amen. Don't change your songs. Keep on singing. Keep on standing in the old path. Amen. Amen. The Bible said in Jeremiah chapter number 29 in verse 11, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith who? Saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end."
Amen.
What that's saying, God's saying, I'm going to give you a hopeful end.
Oh, yeah.
I'm giving you an end of hope and of joy. I want to preach tonight on this subject of the final chapter of your life.
Come on.
Life's final chapter. Come Brother on. Mark, pray for us this evening.
Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we do thank you for this evening, dear Lord, for the two that were just baptized, Lord, by the ever walk. Christian faith, dear God, showing this lost and dying world which side they're on.
Yes, Lord.
Bless Brother James and Val like the light, dear God, and help them always to be an effective witness for the cause of the gospel.
God, I need
bless
you
now, Brother Brett, dear God. We've heard the choir singing how wonderful and lovely that it was. Lord, we heard your scripture read just now, dear God, and I pray to you that you'll use your man tonight to help our hearts, dear God.
Not yes, God.
Not with our ears, dear God, may we hear, but with our hearts, dear Lord, tonight. Lord, as we look into this verse of scripture tonight, God, that our final chapter, God, it might be written. Lord, just call us faithful, dear God, when it comes that time to give us the new name. Lord, let us be found faithful serving you for that day that you call us home. Bless now at the end of the service, dear God, that special time. Lord, that time of an invitation, God, that time of an offer of prayer. Lord, that hearts might be drawn, dear God, to this old-fashioned Holy Ghost offer, dear God, that hearts might be then changed. We sure do love you. We thank you for what you've done and what you're going to do. I ask it in the name above all names, the name of my Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. You can be seated this evening. The Bible said right here, he said that God said, I know the thoughts that I've got for you, and I want to give you a hopeful end. Amen. I noticed that word right there, the end. And I think about, Brother Mark, about if we're reading a book, we never start in the middle, do we? We don't start at the end. We start at the beginning.
Right.
But what do we anticipate, Brother Gwen, more than anything, is the ending of that book. And I want you to know tonight, my friend, there is coming a day when our final chapter will be written. There is coming a day, Brother Chris, when we will draw our last breath, or the Lord will call us home. There is coming a day. Amen. The Bible said in Hebrews chapter 9 and verse number 27, it's appointed unto man once to die, and after this the judgment. The Bible said, James said, wherein you know not what be of the morrow, for what is your life? It is but a vapor that appeareth for a little time, then vanisheth away. There was a time when you and I were born. I want to look at just a few things tonight, Brother Houston. I want us to look ahead. Now, when that time comes to die, there'll be no more opportunities to tell anybody about Jesus. There'll be no more opportunities to live for God. All of that will have expired when we draw our last breath. We think as Christians, let me get into the message tonight. Amen. I'm just going to give it to you like God's given it to me. Amen. But I wonder if we was to pick up an autobiography of our life. And by the way, I don't know if you realize this or not, but the day you were born, you started writing a book.
That's right.
Entitled My Life.
Come on.
And one of these days, the last chapter, Sister Cindy, is going to be written.
Come on.
The last word is going to be placed. And I wonder in your book that you're writing, what will be said about you? What will be said about you tonight? Hey, man, I want us to look into the message. I believe if we were to read the first chapter, it would be the beginning of our life. It'd be our birth. Do you realize there was a time that we were born? The Bible said, hey, man, here in the book of Jeremiah, the Bible said, God said, Jeremiah, I have known you. I formed you in the womb, and I knew who you were. He said, I knew I had plans for you. Hey, man, I want you to know every person sitting in this church tonight is product of being born. We've everyone been given a life.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. I was thinking this evening about people saying, well, my life really stinks.
Come on.
You know why your life stinks? Because your attitude stinks.
Come on.
Hello.
Come on.
Amen. Amen. That's right. Amen.
Amen. Come on, brother.
Amen. I see these people, and I know people. I know some of us wasn't born in maybe the best circumstances. Hello. Amen. Amen. But I want you to know tonight we don't have to be a product of our circumstance. Amen. But we, amen, can allow God to take us and God to use us. You see, too many people, I see people walking around. I know depression's real. Amen. Amen. It's not touched in our churches, but it ought to be. Amen. Amen. I know that's real. I know people have a battle within their mind. Amen. And the devil will make sure of that, Brother Mark. The devil will make sure to try to tear us down every way he can, Brother Kenny. Amen. But I want you to know, you say, well, preacher, how do I have a good, positive, good, glorious life? Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus. The Bible said the devil's here to kill and to steal and destroy. But Jesus said, I've come that you may have what? Have life and have it more abundantly. Amen. I want you to know God wants us to have an abundant life. Amen. We were not put down here to build a life for ourselves, church. We were put down here to build the kingdom of God. You see, the disciples one day were standing there in Matthew chapter 6. And they said, Lord, what are we going to eat? What are we going to drink? What are we going to wear? Where are we going to live? And what Jesus say? He said in verse number 33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. You see, this is not my life that I'm living, but when I got saved, it became His life.
Amen.
Amen. Like somebody quoted a minute ago, Galatians 2:20, Brother Chris. The life we live now, which is in Christ Jesus, Brother Casey. Amen. It's not our life. The Bible said we're bought with a price. We're not our own selves anymore. We're the temple of God. We're the property of God. Amen, my friend. You know, for a long time.
Come on, brother.
I'm still talking about the first chapter. Our life. What we live every day. My friend, I want you to know tonight, we're to live it for Him. We're to live it for Him and give it unto Him. Amen. I want us to realize tonight it's not our life.
Amen.
For a long time, I've longed for things. I've prayed for things, Brother Mark, that I've not seen take place.
Right.
But you know what? I've come to realize something, coming to realize something. That you know what? If we're always hoping in tomorrow, y'all stay with me. If we're always looking, I see people looking for the next opportunity. Looking for the next job offer. Looking for the next, what they can do in their life. Looking for the new next house. But I want you to know, if we're always hoping in something else, For tomorrow, we're not going to have any nows.
Come on.
Hello. We're not going to have any todays. Amen. Amen. But if we'll realize, if we'll just ever lay our life down and say, God, I'm crucifying myself. I'm giving you my wants. Amen. And I'm praying that your wants become my wants. Hello. That ought to be our prayer. Lord God, give me what you want me to have in my life. Amen. Let God's will become your will. And I'll promise you this. God will take you places you never dreamed. Amen.
Amen.
Just to read the first chapter of my life and say, I was born. I was born not to wealthy people. But I was born, then I was raised by a good old-fashioned preacher and his wife. My grandparents raised me and took me to church. I heard about Jesus. They told me, I remember Brother Mark walking in the house after school. I'd hear my granny in there in the kitchen singing, Jesus, lover of my soul. I remember it, Brother Mark. I remember seeing my great-grandpa open up that blessed old King James Bible. And he'd begin to read it. He couldn't read real good. Amen. But thank God he loved God. I remember that. Amen. They had a big impact on my life. Amen. Amen. If it wasn't for them, I'd be laid up in a dope house somewhere. I'd be on drugs or drunk tonight because the grace of God, amen, and the love of God surrounded me and impacted my life. And then one day, I heard about Jesus. Not only you'd read the chapter of my start, the chapter of my life, and by the way, we're not promised, let me say this, we're not promised a life of a bed of roses.
Come on.
Job said, a man that's born a woman is a few days and full of trouble. We're going to have some troubles, Brother Kenny. Hey, amen. We're going to have some tribulations. But if we've got Jesus to lean on, he's just going to be worth it all.
Amen.
Hey, man, just remember this. If you're in the midst of a storm today, maybe a financial crisis, maybe a marital crisis. Hey, man, I want you to know this. Remember Romans chapter 8 and verse 18. Paul said, for I reckon the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared to the glory which shall be revealed in you. It may look like it's got some grief, and there might be grief now, but just keep pressing on. The glory is around the bend. Amen.
Amen.
I want you to know tonight, church. Amen. I'm talking about the chapters of our life. There's a time we were born. But thanks be unto God. Not only that was a time I was born, but there was a time I was born again.
Yes.
Hello.
Amen.
I remember that night like it was yesterday,
yes,
Brother Mark. Amen. As a 10-year-old boy, I was sitting in vacation Bible school. Amen. 19 years ago last week, 2 weeks ago. Amen. I remember, amen, hearing. I don't remember what the lesson was that night. I don't remember what the theme was that week. But bless God, I know this. I heard a still small voice knock on my heart's door, and I listened to the call. I stepped out, and Jesus stepped in. I remember, I don't remember the prayer that was prayed with me. I don't remember a prayer I prayed myself. But I know that night, Sister Cindy, I got up. Amen. And that somebody moved into my heart. You say, I'd never known, Brother Chris, that kind of friendship. I'd never known that kind of closeness. Amen. But bless the Lord God, Jesus came in. Amen. And I've never been the same since. I wonder tonight, I know this is Sunday night, but the Lord, Brother Mark, the Lord give me this message Friday night.
Boy, brother.
I wonder, has Jesus took a residence up in your heart?
That's good question.
I know it's a Sunday night, but I told the pastor we was talking, and I said, Brother Mark, not everybody is going to heaven. The Bible said there'll be many in that day that said, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied? Have we not cast out demons? Have we not taught Sunday school classes? Have we not preached messages? Have we not done this? Have we not sung in the choir? Have we not been a member of the church? And God's going to say, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity, I never knew you. There'll be a chapter in your life, I'll promise you this, where you heard the gospel. You either accepted that message or you rejected it. I wonder tonight, could I have a key to your soul? Could I unlock your heart tonight? Would I find Jesus there? When I find Jesus there, amen, I want you to know the Bible said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. If you were not made a new creature, my friend, according to the word of God, you didn't get saved. Now, sure, we still have to fight with the flesh. We still have that old sin nature in us that rears up. Amen. But I want you to know, amen, I'm glad I'm forgiven. Amen. I'm glad I'm forgiven of my past sins. I'm forgiven of my present sins. And I'm forgiven of my future sins. Why is that? Because the precious blood of Jesus has washed me white as snow. We've ever won. In this place, you say, well, preacher, I've never heard the voice of the Holy Spirit. But let me say this. Let me clarify this. The Bible said that no man can be saved unless the Spirit draws him. And when that Spirit draws, if that Spirit's drawing some of you tonight that's lost, that's when you need to respond. That's when God reveals to you that you're a sinner. I think about that. I think we say there's an age of accountability. I don't like that.
Come on, brother.
I don't like that age of accountability. That throws confusion in there, and God's not the author. There is a time of accountability.
Yes, sir.
When God deals with your heart, I don't only God in heaven, and you know when that is.
Yes, sir.
Exactly. And I want you to know when the last chapter of your life is written, when the pen's laid down for the final time and the book's closed, you won't have another opportunity to get saved. You won't have, my friend, you'll remember for all eternity.
Yes, sir.
In hell, you'll remember every opportunity you ever had. You'll remember every time you heard a message on hell or salvation, and you'll regret for ever, for eternity, that you rejected the God of heaven. You'll regret it for all eternity. So let me move on. There'll be a time, there'll be a chapter written on what you've done with Jesus. My friend, the Bible message is not what think ye of the church. It's not what think ye of the preacher. But the Bible message is what think ye of Christ. What does Jesus mean to you tonight? What is Jesus to you? Is he just a spare tire that you lean over on every once in a while when a problem comes? Hey man, you put him back in the trunk when everything's gone. I'd check up.
Yes,
I'd check up if I had a salvation like that. And by the way, let me say this. If your salvation experience started and ended at the altar, I'd check up. Because my friend, salvation don't just start in the altar and it's done there. Salvation is a continual work in our hearts and lives. It's a work until God calls us home. Amen?
Bless him, Lord.
So, is there a continual work going on in your heart? Do you have a desire to grow and draw close unto God? My friend, it's time for examination. Not only you'll find a chapter in our book on when we were born, on you'll find the chapter written on when our opportunity to get saved, whether we rejected him or accepted him. But next of all, I believe for the child of God, you'll find a chapter on our service unto him.
Amen.
I want you to know tonight, Calvary, I know this is the Sunday night faithful crown. But I want you to know, I challenge each and every one of you. Amen. The Bible said over in the book of Romans, chapter 12, verse number 1. What did the Bible say? The Bible said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. I want you to know, when we get saved, that's not it. Amen. There's still a work to be done. Amen. Hello. Somebody say amen right there. Let the church say amen. Amen. Thank God. There's still a work to be done. You know why it's hard for some to say amen? Because they ain't working.
Come on, brother.
I'm not perfect, Brother Gwynn. I'm not perfect. I fail God every day. Amen. But my friend, you say, well, preacher, We're not saved by works, so therefore I don't have to work. The Bible said we're created in His image unto good works. The Bible said there's coming a day when our works are going to be tried by fire.
Yep.
And by the way, I don't care. There's a lot of things I'm afraid we do in the flesh.
You're right, preacher.
One day we think we've got it all laid up in glory and we're going to have a crown to prance down there and lay at the Lord's feet. But I'm afraid a lot of that we've done in the flesh is going to be burned up. In fact, that's what the Bible's saying. If it's done before we do something, we think doing stuff. If I'm rambling right here,
tell me.
Right. Hey man, we think doing stuff for God makes us holy. We think that gives it. We think we're doing stuff for God makes us holy. That's not what it is. We think that's going to draw us closer to God. Our works are not going to draw us closer to God. We draw close to God and then our works draw others unto Him. Amen. That's how it works. Amen. The Bible said, amen. I wonder how are we building on that foundation tonight? You say what foundation? The foundation that Jesus laid for us. My friend, the Bible saying, Jesus said there's coming a day when the fields are going to be white with harvest,
yeah,
but the laborers are going to be few. Ladies and gentlemen, we're living in those days.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. We're living in those days. Amen, my friend, our service to God. Amen. What will you do for Jesus? The Bible said the sluggard, the lazy person, he said his fields are desolate and dry. The sluggard's going to go hungry, Preacher Anderson. Amen. But my friend, amen. I know we get tired in the work of God. Amen. There's not every time, Brother Mark. Amen. But I want to get up and preach. It's not. Amen. I don't think of a time that I've ever just wanted to prance up and tell somebody about Jesus.
Come on, brother.
But you know what? We do it. We do it. We tell others about Jesus. We're going to get weary. Boy, it don't feel good when you go on visitation, get those doors slammed in your face, does it? It don't feel good, amen, when you get cussed out and yelled at, out in the blistering heat and the cold. But I want you to know the Bible said in the book of Galatians chapter 6, and be not weary. Brother Mark, I know you get tired pastoring. Amen, I've been there, brother. Amen, but I want you to know, church, I know, amen, we don't always want to serve God. But Galatians chapter 6, the Bible said, and grow not weary in well-doing, for you shall reap in due time if you faint not. Church, there's coming a reckoning day. There's coming a day when we'll give an account before the judgment seat of Christ, and we'll either lay down those wood hay, we'll lay down those precious stones, or we'll lay down wood hay and stubble. Am I still preaching tonight, or am I rambling? So, my friends, tonight there'll come a day when our service will be written about. Would we be ashamed? Should our service be written about? My friend, would we be ashamed of what would be said about us? My friend, when the last chapter's written, what will our life say? What will it say about us? Will it say that we didn't make much out of life? We didn't appreciate the life God gave us? Will it be said that we rejected God, or we didn't work for Him after He saved us and done all that for us? My soul. You see, church, tonight it's not just about having a crown. It's about taking souls with us to glory. We'll never have an opportunity to tell that loved one about Jesus when our last chapter's written. We'll never be able to tell our brothers and sisters in Christ that we love them when our last chapter read tonight of our bitterness. Boy, should the last chapter of our life be wrote, would it be about bitterness and holding grudges and having hard feelings? My soul. Will the last chapter be written about regrets, things we didn't do? Will it be that we transgressed against God and lived any old way we wanted to? You see, that scripture that said, present your body a living sacrifice. We're not our own anymore. We can't just live any old way we want to. We live holy, not according to man's standards, but according to God's standards. I think about some people in the Word of God. Brother Mark, I don't want my life to end like Saul's, dying a transgressor, leaving life early. The Bible said the way of a transgressor is hard. Some of you tonight are walking around on the edge. You say, preacher, how do you know that the Spirit of God? Some of you tonight are walking around right on the edge. You're just, I mean, one foot is over the edge and the other foot's in the church. And you're fixing to slide. Bible said in the book of Deuteronomy, it said their foot shall slide in due time. Whose foot? The transgressor. The one that lives any old way they want to. The one that treats life like it's nothing.
Right.
I want you to know, Calvary, I appreciate the Spirit of God here. But I want you to know tonight, I'm seeing it more and more places, Brother Mark. Churches are getting complacent.
Come on, preacher.
We're getting satisfied. We're getting lukewarm.
Hey
man, we danced around on the edge of the devil's swimming pool for too long. It's time we get out of the middle. Do you know what made God sick in the book of Revelation at the church of Laodicea? He said they was lukewarm. They had just enough God. They had all they wanted anyway.
Oh yeah.
Let me say this. And I'm just minding God, preacher.
Come on, preacher.
I heard my Sunday school teacher say this morning. He was talking about praying. He said, I'll be honest with you. He said, other than most days just praying over the food, he said, I find myself not praying. And the whole class said, we're there with you. I wonder tonight, I was ashamed to nod my head and say amen. I wonder tonight, how often do we find ourselves praying through the day? How often do we find ourselves longing to read the Word of God? How often do we find ourselves wanting to seek after God? I'm afraid it's getting less and less. My friend, that has become the norm in today's society. We don't have a hungering for the things of God anymore. We sure, when revival time comes around, we want an emotional stirring in our hearts. We want to feel good. We want to say amen. But my friend, we can say amen. We can have that stirring every day if we'll seek the face of God. I know it's not always by feeling, by the way. Amen. Sometimes God's right there with us and we don't feel it. Amen. It's by faith. Amen. But we are to draw nigh to God and seek Him every day, not just when we want something. How many times do we go to Him when we're physically or spiritually broke down? My friend, when a problem comes, amen, we'll go to God. But when's the last time we went to God? Over our Wednesday night church services. Over our pastor. Over our choir. Over what songs we should sing. You know why we can't discern the Spirit of God between the spirit of the flesh? Because we're not familiar with the Spirit of God. Samson, the Bible said, I'm still talking about life and chapters in our life. Samson, the Bible said, the Spirit of God left him and he knew it not. He didn't even know it. I wonder if the Spirit of God's left some of us and we don't even know it because we weren't familiar with it. I hope that's not a chapter that's written in my life. Lord, amen, even if it is, we can have some rewrites. Amen. You say, preacher, I've gone this far. I've been lukewarm. I've done this. I've done that. Boy, Samson did. Samson, the power of God left him. But you know what? That's not the final chapter of Samson. I don't. He died in victory. He left and filled an early grave, but he yet had victory. I want you to know tonight there's coming a day when our last chapter is going to be written. Elijah, we see Elijah over in the book of 2 Kings, over on Mount, after he's left Mount Carmel, he's there in the wilderness under a juniper tree. He's wanting to give up. How many of us has ever wanted to give up?
Come on, preacher.
Hey, man, but you know what? I look at these older men of God. I look at Preacher Gwen and Brother Kenny. And I appreciate them. They've stayed faithful through the years. There's been times you fellas wanted to give up, haven't they? There's been times you wanted to wave in the white flag. Brother Mark, there's been times you have. But you know what? They didn't quit. Amen. They was like Elijah. They made up in their mind that they wouldn't be defeated by hell. That they wouldn't be defeated by Satan. And they got up and they went and found God. want us to know tonight, there is coming hardship. Would our last chapter read of surrender? Would it read that we just gave up and threw in the towel? Church, I want you to know tonight, don't give up, don't quit, keep pressing on. There's a reward day coming. I'm reminded of a fella, he was called, and I'm closing right here in just a minute. I hadn't preached, well, I did preach last Sunday, but I hadn't had this kind of liberty in a while, Brother Mark. I'm just minding the Spirit. I'm reminded of a young rich ruler. He come to Jesus one day and said, he come running, the Bible said. He fell down at his feet, the Bible said. And he said, Lord, I've kept the law. I've went to church. I know the Bible. I know this, that, and the other. Jesus said, all right, go sell all your goods and follow me. And he said, no, I can't do that. The Bible said that young man went away very sorrowful. You know what? He went through the motions of being saved. Just like a lot of God's people. He went right up to Jesus. Bowed down at his feet. I wonder how many Christians have went through. They've come down to the altar and wept their way there. They had an emotional stirring, but not a relationship. They went through the baptismal pool, but yet their final chapter will read that they went to hell. I saw what a tragedy that would be. What a tragedy, Brother Preston, that would be. Boy, I think about the thief on the cross that rejected Jesus. He was close to the cross, but he was far from the blood. How many people will die and go to hell off the pews of Calvary Baptist Church or of any other church might be here tonight and reject God because of pride? I wonder how many Christians will miss out on an opportunity to serve God because of pride. What will your final chapter be as a Christian? Dear sinner friend, I know what your final chapter will be. Sister Macy, just come to the piano. You know what? I'm glad tonight, church, that I've read the last chapter.
Hallelujah.
I know what the Bible said. The Bible said, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. I want you to know tonight, those of us that's born again, children of God, we win.
Amen.
Boy, I think about Job. Tonight, the Bible said that Job's life was started out pretty good. Then it got bad real quick. And Job lost it all. He lost everything he had. But the Bible said there came a day when God turned the captivity of Job, and God gave Job double everything that he had before. You see, I want you to know tonight, discouraged child of God, there may be a bad chapter being written in your life tonight, but honey, it's not over yet. Amen. Don't give up. Don't quit. Amen. Because the Bible said, better's the ending of a thing than the beginning thereof. I want you to know if we finish with Jesus, we'll finish better off. We'll finish when we finish with God. There's coming a day just as sure as there was a time that we were born. There's a time that we had an opportunity to accept Christ. There's coming a day, there's coming a chapter when we'll draw our final breath. When the death rattle sets in, Brother Chris, and we can't talk to anybody, and we draw our fleeting breath, how many trophies our young'uns had won't make a difference. How nice of a car we had won't make a difference. How big of a house we had won't make a difference. You say, well, what'll make a difference? What we done with Jesus Christ. That's what'll make a difference. How we served Him, and if we're saved, that's what'll make a difference. I wonder tonight, are we as God's people giving our all for Him? My soul, I want you to know tonight, some of us may think tonight we can be halfway serving God. We're either all in or we're all out. Because God said, I'd rather you be lukewarm. He said, you're lukewarm. He said, I'd rather you be cold or hot. Let's stand all over the house of God.